Alright folks, welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge, Screen-Free Mindset. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today's episode hits close to home. We're diving deep into the world of emotional triggers, those sneaky little things that can send us spiraling, leaving us feeling overwhelmed and out of control. Ever feel like you just snapped at someone for no reason? Or maybe you find yourself endlessly scrolling through social media when you're actually stressed? Yeah, those are your emotional triggers whispering in your ear. But the good news is, we're not helpless victims here. We can learn to recognize these triggers and even harness them for growth. Now, why is this so important? Because in today's world, our emotions are constantly bombarded by notifications, headlines, and the pressure to keep up with everyone else online. It's a recipe for emotional overload. But self-awareness, my friends, that's the key. It's like having an internal GPS that guides you through the emotional landscape. So, how do we unlock this superpower? Here are 5 game-changing takeaways to help you conquer your emotional triggers. First up, identify your culprits. What situations, people, or even thoughts consistently throw you off balance? Think about those recurring moments when you feel that familiar surge of anger, sadness, or anxiety. Write them down. Seeing these patterns can be eye-opening. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly feel a pang of jealousy seeing everyone else's seemingly perfect lives? Boom. That's a trigger right there. Knowing your triggers is the first step to taking control. Second, practice mindful breathing. It sounds simple, but when those emotions start to bubble up, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold for a count of 4, and exhale slowly through your mouth. This helps calm your nervous system and gives you space to respond instead of react impulsively. Ever get into an argument with someone online and just say things you regret? Deep breaths could have saved the day. Third, challenge your thoughts. Our brains can be real tricksters, spinning stories that fuel our negative emotions. When you catch yourself thinking something like, "I'm a failure," or "this is impossible," stop and ask yourself, "Is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought?" Often, we realize our thoughts are distorted and not based in reality. This helps us reframe the situation and choose more positive and empowering perspectives. Next up, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend going through a tough time. It's okay to feel emotions, it's what makes us human. Instead of beating yourself up for feeling triggered, acknowledge the emotion, learn from it, and move on with grace. You know that saying, treat yourself like someone you love? Well, self-compassion is all about that. And finally, remember that progress takes time. This isn't a quick fix, it's a journey of self-discovery and growth. There will be ups and downs, but the most important thing is to keep showing up for yourself, day after day. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep practicing those mindfulness techniques. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed and on edge. One day, while waiting in the carpool line, she starts to feel that familiar surge of anxiety as she remembers all the things she needs to do. But instead of letting those feelings spiral out of control, Sarah takes a few deep breaths, reminds herself that it's okay to feel stressed, and focuses on being present in the moment. She even engages in a playful conversation with her son, which lifts her spirits. See? Self-awareness is like magic. Look, taking charge of your emotions isn't easy, but it's absolutely worth it. By developing self-awareness, you unlock the power to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Remember, every step you take towards emotional mastery is a victory. So, go out there and own your emotional journey. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. You can also leave a review on your favorite podcast app. It helps other people discover the show. Until next time, keep those dopamine levels in check and those minds focused.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.